Broadway's biggest names will gather for the Tony Awards this weekend, but down in the West Village, one of the city's oldest off-Broadway theaters is patiently trying to dig itself out of a deep financial hole. The Cherry Lane Theater has been battling a $250,000 deficit and at one point was on the verge of closing. As Brian Reed reports, the tough economy is forcing off-Broadway theaters to think creatively as businesses.
When Angelina Fiordalisi bought the Cherry Lane in 1996, it was run down and decrepit. She not only renovated the theater, she reestablished its reputation for birthing new plays.
This was a labor of love.
As she looks out at the empty house, it's hard for her to remember all the legendary names who've launched new work on this stage.
Gertrude Stein, O'Neill, Auden, F. Scott Fitzgerald had a one-act play. You have Beckett and Albee and Pinter.
It's a formidable list. So when Fiordalisi announced in November that she was selling the theater, lots of people were shocked. Like many nonprofits, theaters and otherwise, the Cherry Lane saw government and foundation funding shrivel up during the recession. Ticket sales and space rentals dropped significantly, too. All in all, Fiordalisi says revenue fell roughly 40%. But on top of all that, there's another change Fiordalisi says she started to notice, a growing pressure to put movie stars on stage in order to get financing.
I've talked to playwrights. A number of them now have said when they approach producers who done their work in the past with a new play, the first thing they ask is, well, let's see if we can get Matt Damon to do that part before they'll make any commitment.
Fiordalisi says she's all for movie actors taking a stab at theater. The Cherry Lane has had a few over the years itself. But when it becomes a prerequisite to mount a show, that's when she loses faith.
People take less risks and they try to find known actors. And so it's been more movie star driven, you know, and that's one of the reasons that I stopped doing it.
I was really sad. You know, I was heartbroken about it because, like I said, you know, that place is kind of where I feel I was born.
The news that Fiordalisi was selling her theater hit especially close to home for playwright Rajiv Joseph. He had his first professional production ever at the Cherry Lane in 2006. Now, his play Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo is running on Broadway, largely because Robin Williams agreed to play the title role. Joseph says he shares Fiordalisi's concern about certain productions hinging on movie stars, but he also sees why they can be necessary, especially for little-known new plays like his.
If ticket prices were lower, then we wouldn't need big stars, you know? But, like, people come to New York and they have a weekend. It's like, all right, well, what do I want to spend $100 on?
Putting a celebrity on the marquee, though, isn't the only way for theaters to survive a tough economy.
I think that the one thing that Off-Broadway is really good at is doing stuff with nothing. And now they're getting better at doing it with less than nothing.
George Forbes is president of the Off-Broadway League and also executive director of an Off-Broadway theater himself, the Lucille Lortel. He says when producers and theater artists find themselves in tough economic straits, it can actually force them to get more creative and do more interesting work. Shows where actors play many roles, or the set is sparse and suggestive.
The great thing about Off-Broadway, I suppose, is the spirit of the whole thing, that the more you tie their hands, the more you close the door, the more they look for that window or, you know, use their feet to try and figure out how they're going to solve the problem. So they experiment.
Forbes, who has an MBA, was one of many supporters who encouraged Fiordalisi not to sell the theater. And with some creative business ideas, he changed her mind. In August, his theater, the Lortel, will come on as the managing agent for the Cherry Lane. They'll help the theater experiment with new ways to cut costs and possibly even share some, like house managers or other staff members. That has Fiordalisi feeling relieved and optimistic.
This theater has an amazing, resilient spirit. I mean, it went through to the Depression. It went through a world war. It made it through 9/11, and we're going to make it through this economic setback.
In the last year, Fiordalisi's laid off 5 workers. She stopped producing shows and developing new plays, focusing primarily on renting her space. By doing that, she says, the theater's been able to pay down more than half the deficit. Within 18 months, she hopes to start producing a few plays again. These days, there's a quote from Andy Warhol at the bottom of Fiordalisi's emails. Being good in business is the most fascinating kind of art. For WNYC, I'm Brian Reed.